Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network.
Hey everyone, Jackson's dead. I'm Joel Dusha, and welcome to another episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Joel Dusha.
I'm Zoe B.
I'm Adam, and today's topic is pigs.
Pigs.
Pigs. I thought you said bigs.
Pigs. I thought he was going to be like, pigs.
Pigs. Oink, 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 oink.
Today's episode is Big Pig Piss.
Big Pig
Farms
Piss.
Part 1.
Farms Part 1 Pigs. Tell you what, can you think of the best pig you've ever seen?
Yes.
What? What is it? Describe it to me.
All right. Close your eyes. Okay. Close your eyes.
Everyone, listeners, if your eyes are fucking open, I will sense it right now. Even though you're listening in my future, I can feel it. And you better fucking shut your eyes. If you're driving your car,
yeah, I was about to
pull
say,
over.
Sudden spike in the road call. This
I'm looking at like the road fatality rule, like road fatality figures.
Road fatality rules.
One person must die. Yeah. You know.
I'm looking at the.
Did you guys, sorry to go on an absolute tangent.
How dare you? I'm looking at the spike and I'm like, good. People close their eyes. They listen to me. What were you saying?
I was going to say that a couple years back, a friend...
How many years? I need more specific details.
Six,
done.
Years back, a friend...
2015.
Something.
A
it was like
great year.
Fucking peak of it. You know, yeah. high fatality rates on the road that year.
People were closing their eyes while they're listening to podcasts. Good.
Fuck yes.
Good. My friend sent me a picture that had gone semi-viral in Reddit. And he was
2015,
like,
great year for Reddit.
Yeah, great year for Reddit. And he was like, hey, I know this isn't what the image is meant to be about, but if you check the radio, it's playing your podcast.
What?
Do you remember that?
I remember this.
So someone was in their car and they'd snapped a photo of a van that had a funny joke.
And probably imagine a van and someone, it's like Gregory Cox delivery service or something. And
it was
like,
something
great
like that
name.
And everyone was like, fucking fantastic van that we saw.
Yeah.
But it's like a smart radio and it says playing Plumbing the Death Star on the radio. And so one of my friends had seen it and they linked it to me to be like, and I was like, cool van. And they were like, no, look at the fucking radio, you moron.
So when Zoe said playing our podcast, she meant playing my Joel Dusha's podcast.
Joel Dusha's podcast. That Zoe periodically guests on once every 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Great all time right. to be alive. What's it got to do with pigs and the pig that
no,
I was describing?
Road fatality,
right?
Yeah. I see. Yeah, the clear analog between road fatalities and listening to Plumbing the Death Star.
It's not even like it's a
more connected line than you'd think.
Yeah. Well, hey, tell you what, I would not recommend listening to Plumbing the Death Star near or on a bridge.
Do not operate heavy machinery.
Yeah.
They mean cars. They don't mean monster trucks. But every time I think monster trucks.
See, I always imagine forklifts.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, see,
that
I'm kind
of heavy.
I'm kind of imagining the same thing. When I think like heavy machines, I'm not thinking cars. I'm thinking like a forklift or maybe like more likely a bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bus or a truck.
Like that's where we draw the line. It's like you drive a regular car.
Yeah, like the skills required to drive a truck are not dissimilar to the skills required to drive a car.
More wheels and more gears.
Yes.
Yeah.
How many gears are in a truck? It's something crazy, isn't it?
I guess it depends.
Big truck.
Ugh. Yeah, there's heaps.
I can only drive an auto car. So
yeah, no,
like,
that's fair enough.
Okay, Google.
No.
How many gears are there on a truck? Did you hear me? Yeah, no, she heard. 10 gears.
Ten gears.
I was being facetious with 9, but.
Yeah, you were really close.
Yeah.
You were like the close. Oh, as many as 18.
Oh,
there you go.
That makes sense.
That's horrible. I think driving a truck would be scary.
Oh, just really quickly while we're here.
Mm.
Okay, Google, order a 1-year subscription to Sans Pants Plus. All right, sorry, keep going.
Yeah, no, no, good choice. Good choice. Sorry, on the same tangent, Saturday Night Live used to do that in their like in their show maybe about 5 years ago, and it wasn't like the Okay Google.
2016.
Ooh. Yeah. It would be like
a terrible year for SNL.
Yeah.
Donald Trump hosted.
Yeah, really bad. And they're like, "Hey Siri, play whatever the musical guest was for that episode." And it would just I don't have Siri turned on my phone because I don't need no one in my business.
Mm. Sure.
But you can imagine that, like, because then they had to stop it like after a year because obviously they had enough complaints to be like, "Don't."
Hey, if I'm playing on someone's phone, can a phone self-activate like that? If I'm saying Google on and I'm playing on someone's phone and their phone, then surely a phone would be like,
"What are you saying?"
Because how many times have we set off each other's OK Googles?
Well, no, what I'm saying
is... I just set off your OK Google.
No, what I'm saying is my... What?
Yeah, thank you, Google.
Google on fourth mic.
Google thinks you asked if she knew what you were saying. That's very funny. No, so... All right, for example,
someone
is playing us in their car, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Through their phone.
Yep.
Yep. I talk to Google, and then Google lights up.
Uh-huh.
But the Google is the same phone that I just made the sound through.
Uh-huh. Oh.
That's
so what happens is, and this is why our listeners hate it.
Yeah.
And why I have love come it. To love and respect it. Yeah. I've also never had an OK Google phone.
Because I don't need anyone in my business.
No, but also, I have Siri's on. Hey, Siri.
No, I don't have Siri on my phone. I don't want anyone
but
my
phone
business.
Is in my pocket, and also your phone's listening regardless of if Siri's on or not.
Yeah, I just...
Yeah, no, that's fair. Anyway, so what happens is you say, okay, Google.
Not this time.
And then the episode stops.
Ah.
And
then...
And Google starts.
Google does nothing. Google does nothing.
Do you talk to Google like she's a person?
Sometimes.
Because Zamet has definitely told me off a couple times because he's got a smart house.
Yeah.
And so the lights are voice activated. And when I ask Google to turn on or off the lights, I give her a thank you and a please.
Apparently, being polite to a disembodied voice like Google or Siri or whatever like that is a sign of empathy.
Oh, I do have that.
But also,
okay, Google, turn the lights on 110%.
This room isn't because we Google asked for this room.
Hey, how are we not talking about, I understand because I don't think Zoe was there that night, but how are we not fucking talking about the night that you, me, Hayden, I forget who the fuck else were in my car. I was dropping everyone home.
Yeah.
And everyone was trying to activate my Google, but my Google is keyed to my voice. So sometimes it doesn't work for other people. Uh-huh. So everyone else was trying to do an impersonation of me to get the Google to activate. Dusha, really good at it. Friend of the show, not contributor, friend. Only friend of the show, Hayden, had so much trouble. It was very funny.
His Adam impression was like, okay, Google.
That's the only voice he can do, though.
Yeah, it's me, Hayden Bleach.
Hayden's kind of a bit British. Yeah, Hayden's fun voice is like an Australian man... Like trying his best to do a John Lennon.
Well, no, it's not. It's funny you actually mentioned that because
I can't wait for it to be funny.
The voice that Hayden does actually reminds me of a friend I used to have, but sadly he got shot in the guts in 1980. His last words were "Ooh, ooh, ow, ow! I've been shot in me guts."
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
John Beadle.
Good.
I like how you whispered that like it's a faux pas to mention that John Lennon got shot.
No, I just didn't want you to seem silly.
No, that's fair. Thank you, though.
I wanted to be smart boy.
Thank you for being kind.
Because you have the illusion of a smart person with the glasses.
I do.
And the button-up shirt.
I like that you've said illusion, being a smart person.
Adam's
tried to be so polite and then went to being mean.
Yeah. I like that we're also both wearing button-up shirts like we're smart, but it's such a different vibe. You look frazzled.
Do I?
that's so a rude. Very rude thing to say about a friend, especially one that doesn't look frazzled.
I think I often frazzled. Look like... So I've started doing my hair in a ponytail because it
looks good. Do it higher.
Don't do it higher. It looks good as it is.
Anyway, I think I look shockingly like the snooty rich kid dipshit from Good Will Hunting.
Oh,
don't have as pointy a nose, but
Oh, what's his name? Winters. Winters.
Oh, you actually
Scott
know
Willie,
the
Scott William Winters.
Jesus, you know the actor's
name. He was in Oz.
Oh, I see.
He was
of
in
course,
Oz.
Of course, of course.
Sadly went to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn. That
he's
sucks.
Got free.
Thank God bless got, the criminal
wait,
justice
to,
system.
Wait, went
I guess.
To jail in real life and
no,
got free?
No, no.
Okay. Okay.
No, Oz
is about jail.
That's set all right, in
the
prison.
Yeah, you know, yeah. The Oz prison.
Oz did, penitentiary.
No, actually, wait, where is Oz? Because I
Australia,
was,
we're here.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So.
We're a prison. So Oz, the TV show, is about Australia.
Holy shit, we were a prison, though.
Yeah.
Is it a reference to that? Is
no,
there it, something? No?
Oh, maybe, okay. Actually. I haven't found any research into it. And as someone who, I did write one of my theses on it, so I've done a bit of research into it.
Yeah.
I haven't found anything like that. Do you ever accidentally reinvent Australia?
What could you possibly mean
by
that?
Do you mean
that?
Like a penal colony?
Yeah.
What?
Because I think the prison system is bad.
Yeah.
And I think that...
So you're trying to think of alternatives.
Yeah, because I think it's just new slavery.
Yeah.
They reinvented slavery and they're like, we're calling it prisons. And I was like, man, if only they could be punished in a way but not forced to do labor. I was like, if only there was like an island that we sent them to for their time. They're just, their punishment is that they're isolated from society. And then, yeah, I know I reinvented Australia.
No, Zoe, you didn't reinvent Australia. We do island colonies.
All right. But it's not good.
It's
not
no,
good the
no,
way
it's
we do
very
it.
Bad.
No, it's not good the way we do it. What I'm saying is like, it's kind of like a holiday.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
How is it a punishment?
Because you don't get to see your friends and family.
I guess that's fair enough. Like, what if you got no friends and family?
Well, I don't know. We'll put you in a box.
I guess it's kind of like,
with prison bars.
Zoe is simply suggesting a prison, but further away, because it's basically the same thing.
Well, because the whole point of prison is that the punishment is that you're isolated from society.
Yeah,
and anything on top of that is, in my mind, cruel and unusual. So I think the bars and the fact that they give them terrible food and stuff—that's all. In my mind, from the documentaries I have watched and the opinions I have formed, is cruel and unusual. So I'm like, the only punishment they get is that they're isolated. So put them on an island where everything's nice. Maybe not like a super nice island, but like a middle island where they've still got a, like, there's no one with like a big Lee fan in them.
Yeah.
Tired, cruel and unusual punishment. Wired, cool and unusual punishment.
Yeah, there we
shoot
go.
Him out of a cannon straight up, but then catch him. Scared for a bit. Cool.
Cool.
Get to see the world briefly.
Oh, yeah.
Too high.
Get to see.
And then we as non-prisoners would get to go see the prisoners, which I don't think we get to gawk at.
Yeah,
we got rid of public humiliation and execution.
Yeah, yeah, it's
let's
weird.
Bring them back.
Public humiliation. Like, cruel and unusual punishment's fucked. What if we just bring back public humiliation?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
This man robbed from a shop, so we're going to smack him on the bum in front of people.
Put someone in the stockade and let me throw tomatoes at them.
Because have you ever been there where someone just, like, gets booed? It's weird.
Zoe, I have performed live as part of Plumbing the Death Star countless times. Yes, I've seen people being booed.
It feels like so much more of a punishment than prison. It's like, is it Cass or is it one of the Sand Spence kids, whenever they're having a road rage moment, instead of giving the person the finger, they give them a thumbs down. And people That's... tend to react a little bit more like, oh, fuck, we really fucked up.
Oh, I don't know who does that, but I have heard that. Yeah.
Famous Sand Spence member Julius Caesar.
Oh,
gives him a big
common
old...
misconception about that stuff, but never mind. That's not important.
Tell us about it.
He was too busy inventing salads to invent the thumbs down.
There's a lot of misconceptions about the thumbs up, thumbs down thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, so it got really popular through Gladiator and what's his name? The
Russell
director.
Crowe.
No, the director. Ridley David.
Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott.
Ridley David.
Wrigley David is what Wrigley came
yeah.
But yeah, Ridley Scott was apparently told that that is actually a misconception. Because it before then came from a painting where it is depicted like that. Or in it's not important. Anyway, it comes from a painting. Ridley Scott was like, that seems really sick. A historian on set was like, it's actually not how. It's probably not really. It wasn't done like
and
that.
Then
and
Ridley Scott said, I'll give you $100 if you shut up.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Ridley Scott was like, I don't fucking care. It looks good.
Yeah, that's movies, man.
Yeah.
You don't want them to be accurate. If you want accuracy, watch a documentary, mate.
Yeah. Documentaries. Also not accurate.
Yeah, because they're just fancy movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're smart people movies.
documentaries, especially in the Netflix age, I feel are way dumber than normal movies.
Oh, really? I feel like documentaries have gotten real good recently.
HBO's... Well, that might be a bias of both of your movie watch or documentary watching habits.
Some cool shit at the moment, but that's just me.
Yeah, anyway, we aren't really 100% sure. Look, hey, I'm going to get fucking called out on the Discord for this, by the way. I'm looking forward to that. Yep. But we aren't.
www.discord.com/fuckadamcarnevale. That's the Discord you want to go into. Mm-hmm. And be like, I hate this man. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we just don't have a lot of evidence to say exactly what they did.
We've got an entire feature-length film that they did that.
I forgot that film was... It was filmed on location and in the time.
Yeah. I did Ridley forget. Scott's like, phew. We've got the big budget. We got to go back in time.
Yeah. Russell Crowe's repugnant beliefs finally make sense. He's just from Rome times.
Beautiful.
Roma.
Yeah, Roma.
Roma Crowe. Mm.
Now here's a quick word from our sponsor.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, Jackson interrupting here just to say that if you like this podcast you're currently listening to, you'll probably like our video game review podcast, Thumb Cramps, where me and the two Joels review whatever video games we've been playing that week. Also, sometimes we don't even review video games. Instead, we review sausages or being sick. It's good. Trust me. Just search for Thumb Cramps wherever you get your podcasts.
It makes so much as well. Like, I understand now so much about him. He didn't throw the phone because he was mad. He didn't know what it did.
Yeah, he didn't.
He was confused.
Yes. Much like an ape with a gun.
Yeah.
A monkey doesn't know what to do with a gun. If a monkey shoots a man, they should be
exonerated.
Set free.
Monkeys don't
monkey
know the
court.
Exonerated on all charges. Monkey court is in session.
See, monkeys know the idea of theft, but I don't think they understand what a gun and murder is.
No, monkeys understand theft, prostitution, but not murder. That's where they draw the line.
That feels like, I definitely feel like a monkey at some point has picked up a big rock and smashed another monkey's head.
If that monkey was called man, then yes.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking last night, this is a stupid fucking question.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
You've come to the right place.
Yes.
Are we? Uh-huh. And I know the answer is
oh,
birds.
My God.
Oh my God.
All right. So knowing that the answer is, knowing that Zoe knows the answer isn't birds, going in, Zoe.
Are we the only species that doesn't run on all fours?
What? Oh, wait.
So monkeys also walk on their hands.
Yeah.
But we don't walk on our hands. And is there any bar birds? Because they got wings and it's a different argument. And I guess
birds don't do a lot of running anyway.
Yeah. Are we the only species that doesn't run on all fours?
Off the top of my head, I can't think of another one.
Yeah, same. I feel like that there is a name for what you're describing, and yes,
bipedal.
Yes.
I believe.
Yeah. Are we? Because monkeys can stand up and walk.
Meerkats also can stand
up. Yeah, meerkats. But
rats,
then
cats, dogs.
Yeah, so many things can stand up on their back two legs, but we seem to be the only ones that run only on two. Everyone else crouches down.
Well, I've always heard that the reason why we are... So there are other creatures that can be on two legs, but the reason that humans are more often than not on two legs is so that frees our hands up for tools.
Yeah. Oh, sick.
You can run and throw, hold the hammer.
Like, we could have run faster.
But not with scissors, it's illegal.
Yeah, running with scissors is a crime.
Yeah, we could have run better if we didn't have tools, but we wanted to invent the iPhone really badly.
Yeah.
And hey... Good.
Here we are.
Big payoff there. Good.
Good. Love it. Love
it. About 50 million years or whatever the fuck it was.
20
for me to get to that
minutes.
Answer.
Yeah.
So pigs. You never told me about that pig you were describing.
Oh, yeah. Kind of sad we went back to the topic. But yeah, all right. So close your eyes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking at the stats. They're spiked. Yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah. All right. So big pig.
Yeah.
You're in a
because pigs are inherently big. Is it big for a pig or is it big just in general?
It's just big it's big in general. Yeah, yeah. It's a big pig, but not big for a pig. Anyway, big pig, but not big for a pig.
Yeah.
It's trotting around in its fucking paddock. You're in a paddock, by the way. You're on a farm. You're knee deep in mud by this point.
Oh, I hate it.
He's trotting around, he's having a good time, and then he hits the mud. A bit of mud splats all over the place.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He rolls over, exposing his belly, and then it's not a he, it's a she. Many little piglets come out.
From where?
From just about the other parts of the farm.
Oh,
no, not out
from
of the
under the pig.
The pig explodes open. No, no, I mean,
a little marsupial, like the pouch. Like,
oh, God.
I was like, what?
No.
What pig are you describing?
No, the piglets from around the little thing come over and they all start suckling at mama's teat.
That's
and
good.
The pig makes a sound.
I like it. I like that part, but I didn't like the part.
It was good. I fucking loved it.
That's the pig I'm imagining.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty accurate. Wait.
Oh, that's a good pig. Where's that pig from?
Hang on, actually.
It's from The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker.
It's more like the pink one just below.
Oh, yeah.
It was pink with a big brown splot on its back.
Oh, cute.
Maybe like that one?
Yes, like that one, but so, without the ice.
A classic pig. What? I don't think I have a favorite pig.
Like Babe, Pig in the City.
Babe, I rewatched Babe last year, and it's actually a tearjerker.
Yeah,
stands
I'm
up.
Not sure.
So
directed by George Miller.
Yeah.
Well, maybe only the second one's directed by George Miller. George Miller's involved in the series somehow. Yeah.
But Babe, I guess.
Magda Sabansky in those?
Yeah, she is.
Mm. Yeah,
she's
she plays
a
the
crazy career trajectory.
Yeah.
Babe, Uber Eats ads with Kim Kardashian, Kath and Kim in the middle. That's it.
No,
Uber Eats ads with a green screened Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
No way Kim Kardashian came down to Australia to film that, right?
Yeah,
right?
No, she's green screened in. Yeah. And I feel like that was an ad she saw and had no context for. Like she just did her lines and saw the final thing and was like, I don't get it.
Are you telling me that Kim Kardashian's not a big Kath and Kim head?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
If there was a show called Kath and Joel, I'd watch it.
Would you?
And then I'd become a big fan because my name's in it. And I'm assuming Kim Kardashian, same.
Do you feel that you would
Kim Possible? Kim Kardashian rates, 100%. Yeah.
So you think that any show with your name in its title, you'd like?
Yes.
Can I ask, is that both first and last name?
Yes.
Do you have a middle name?
Yes.
What is it?
Andrew.
Do you want my bank details as well? What? No, it's not Andrew.
What's your mother's
Andrew.
Maiden name? What street
you
did you grow up on?
You thought my initials would be Jad.
Yeah.
They would, though.
Nah.
Henry.
No.
Harrison.
J-H-D. H-D.
Not everyone's parents consider the full initials when they're thinking middle
What are your initials?
ABC. Adam Benjamin Katavale.
Yeah.
Mine did, but that doesn't mean that everyone's did.
Zoe, do you have a middle name?
Yeah, I have many.
Oh, how many?
My name is 6 names in total.
God damn.
Mm. You don't have a hyphenated last name, so that's 4 middle names.
I have 2 extra family names.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So 2 middle names.
So I have 2 middle names and then 2 extra family
names.
The
2 extra family names are silent.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
No, my middle name is Christopher.
That's pretty good. JCD.
Mm.
That's all right. Yeah, that's a decent initials.
Yeah. One of my friends' initials are BAD.
Ooh, that's good. That's sick.
I went to school with an Anthony Stephen Shepherd.
Oh.
Ass boy.
No, that's good. That's good initials.
Thank you. Yeah, wait, you're talking about me or about Anthony?
They're both good, man. They're both good.
A, B, C, and A, us.
Ass.
In the new Mortal Kombat movie, and this just reminded me, I don't know why, it's unrelated to anything, but the actor that plays Sonya Blade is definitely an Australian actress, and I could only tell because she says something about kicking someone's fucking ass, and she goes, she does like...
She drops the axe. Yeah,
she like has to commit to the ass, and it felt so weird.
The most, like... Her mouth does like literal gymnastics to avoid going ass. She goes like, it's time to kick some fucking ass.
I did a classic thing just then while you were saying that, that Cass loves to watch me do. I mouthed along as you were saying the words.
Mouthing along. But you don't know what I was, you knew what I was going to say because I said I was going to say it, but.
I kind of like mouthed a lot, like my mouth.
He was so excited for you to make the joke that he was going along with it.
It wasn't a joke. It was a what do you
anecdote?
No, what's a when you watch a thing,
a movie,
and you'd say it? It's a stand-up observation.
Observational humor.
Yeah. Well, it was it was definitely observation. I don't know if it's humor. I'm not laughing. No, fuck. And
except
now I
for
am.
That. Yeah. There you go.
Fuck. Damn. I'm stupid. There was going to be more, but I paused.
Fuck. Right.
Fuck.
Everyone close your eyes. 3, 2, 1. Fuck. Yeah, that's good.
Hell yeah.
What were you going to say, Adam?
I forget.
Yeah, not anymore.
Let's do another fuck. Good. That was good.
3, 2, 1. Fuck.
I hope you were doing it with us, those of you at home or in your car or at work. imagine playing this over the work fucking radio. Imagine us playing in Coles.
Yeah. I found out I'm banned on... by Coles on Instagram. I don't know what I did. I've never interacted with them.
What?
Yeah, I'm blocked. Coles have me blocked.
What did you
have?
What did you do? Because I know why some celebrities have you blocked.
I don't know. I think what must happen, and this is also why.
Because your last name's Douche?
That's harsh, but also it's not spelled the same way as like a douche, so I doubt it. Mm. I think what happened is that like people that are like relatively. Because you can get like lists, and I know that like big social media personalities have it where it's like pretty much. Your social media manager will download this list of accounts or whatever, and it's like a thing that means that like your account will just immediately block all of these accounts. So I wonder if I'm on one of those lists because
you got banned from Twitter.
Threatened
crimes.
Yeah,
I
that
didn't
makes
threaten
sense.
Crimes.
Why else would you get banned?
No, I've
like, just called the president of the United States a cum bucket.
No, I didn't. I called him a dumb cunt,
which is as Australian. Like the least worst insult.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would never threaten someone on Twitter.
In fact,
except for those times I probably have.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of comedians I quite like on Twitter. Mm-hmm. One of whom has
at
met
Douche 13.
Me once. No, not at Douche 13. But I know.
Fans?
Do you know Greg Larson?
Yes.
And do you know Adam Knox?
Yes.
So do you know how Adam Knox got banned off Twitter?
No.
So Adam Knox and Greg Larson like know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Knox was like, I'm going to hit you with a big mallet like Tom and Jerry. And he got banned from Twitter and he's not been back. That happened like last year, I think.
That's so stupid.
I know, it's so dumb.
Did they just hear the word hit and were like, that's enough. That's a threat.
Yeah.
Accounts as a credible threat towards this person.
Hitting Greg Larson with a big hammer like Tom and Jerry is something that's very easy to imagine and also funny.
Yeah, it is.
That's
hilarious.
Comedy, baby. Mm. That's what they were aiming for. Twitter missed the mark.
Mm.
Twitter didn't understand the joke.
Yeah. I did a podcast with Greg Larson once.
Yeah.
It was apparently, as Alexi, friend of this show, called it, a meeting of the minds.
Aww,
but mostly,
special.
It's just us being like, a fucked tweet gets read out and then we can't decide which one of us said it and then... It was one of us. And then, this isn't exciting. You can listen to it. It's Don't You Know Who I Am.
I was about to say, it's the Josh Earls Don't You Know Who I Am.
Dusha and I did a Don't You Know Who I Am a couple months back. And I was talking about how much, and you guys joined in, on how much I love talking about my parents fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Because sure. I think it's super funny.
I think I'm sure at the point in time, and I'll say it again now because I'm very brave, why, and don't do that.
Nah, it's good. I hope they're having a great time. I hope my mom's having so many cums.
Don't you think that saying things like that borders on pervy to the point of like...
I'm just being a supportive child. What do you want from
yeah,
me?
Yeah, but that isn't what children... That's not the role of a child.
Well, maybe we have more friends.
Look, I'll side with Zoe on this one. I hope my mom came when I was conceived.
Yeah, like I hope my mom... I hope my parents are still... I hope they're still having a very active sex life. And I think... I hope that mom gets to come.
Gets to come. It feels like it's got some weird implications.
Anyway,
I just don't understand why you think that saying like just openly, it's just like
they went on a romantic getaway the other week, and as I said goodbye to them, I said have good comms. So it's not like a secret; like they're aware that I speak like this.
Are they aware that you speak like this on the podcast?
Oh yeah, they hate it.
Yeah, and I wonder if you saying things like that to them is actually counterproductive to your end goal here of wanting your parents to fuck.
No, because we're all adults now and we're all aware that everyone has healthy sex lives.
It's fine for you to be like, yeah, look, I'm open to the idea that my parents fuck or that healthy sex life or whatever, but to say it, because I feel like, again, you're sabotaging their happiness.
I don't know. I think they paid $1,000 to go on this weekend retreat. They were going to fuck.
Yeah, but not after you say, have good fucks, and then they leave, and then that's just in their head.
Don't misquote Zoe. She said, have good cums.
Fuck, have good fucks is also good.
Have good fucks would be, I think, better, easier to swallow.
Please don't say swallow.
Well.
I truly...
My mum's supportive of it, so... She joins in.
I am confused now because before you said she wasn't.
Yeah, you
my mum's not supportive of me talking about it on the podcast. She doesn't care what I do in my private time.
Okay, so this is...
Zoe, I don't care if you keep saying, I hope you have a great cum fucking dad to me in your private time, but please do not say it on a podcast or any medium because your friends will rightfully judge you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well, it's like how I have that photo.
Well, I guess this is true. Your mum is always right.
But mum's special. She's smart like that. She knows what's going on. Probably should stop talking about this now. Hope they're having the best time, though, you know?
Yeah.
Just hope they're having, you know, good comms.
Hell yeah.
Just want to be supportive. Just want to be a supportive child.
This is just, again, truly a wild, wild ride. And everyone, if you've survived the drive, please reopen your eyes. Because on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Zoe B.
I've been Adam.
And Jackson Bailey has continued to stay dead.
Yes.
Do we have a Twitter account for shut up a second now?
Follow at douche 13.
Follow at Zoe Sans Fans.
Follow at douche 13 second time.
Yes,
all
thank
right.
you.
Double follows.
No, at retro archetype. Don't hit the pause. At retro archetype.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the Sans Pants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsradio.com and consider joining the Sans Pants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a Sans Pants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to sanspantsradio.com and follow the links.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at yoquierodineropodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.